Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and good evening to everybody in the UK. I'm sorry, Grant has not had a sex change. I'm afraid he's not very well today. So you're stuck with myself. I'm Julie Sock, and I'm going to be taking the show today. We've got a couple of guests coming on later on. But we just want to wish all the best to Grant, who's not very well at the moment. Let's all send him out some love, shall we? And some healing. So welcome to the show. We've got a full chat room already. We've got a full callers list already. So what we're going to do today is change it a little bit. We're going to go straight into some calls. And then in a half hour, we've got our songs and we've got a guest coming in. There's a little bit of a surprise. She not only talks to spirit, but she talks to the animals. So if you've got animals that have got behavior problems, if you've got animals that are in spirit, she'll bring them through for you and she'll talk to them for you. She'll let you know what's going on. She's not only an animal trainer and groomer, but she's one brilliant medium. She's taught me a few things over the years, so we'll bring in Bergie later on in the show. But for now, we're going to go straight to those phones. So you've got the court number, you've got the Skype, get calling. And let's go straight in with Regia. How are you doing, Regia?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you guys?
I'm great, thanks. So what can we do for you today? I'm afraid you're stuck with myself. I'm a spirit medium, and I will do my best to answer your questions. What can we do for you today, Regia?
I just had a question. I just wanted to know, what do you guys see for me in 2013 as far as, you know, love and career and with my family?
Okay, darling, not a problem. It's a big question of the time of year. What's happening next year with family and loved ones? Okay, what I want to get straight away with you is, as I say, I let spirit do the work. It's up to them what comes through. What is September important to you, my darling, please? A birthday, anniversary, or memory with a loved one in spirit or with one around yourself in September.
Can
you understand that, love? Sorry?
No one died in September.
Is there a birthday or anniversary? Or a special occasion, not necessarily a passing, linked to September with you, darling?
It's when I started talking to my current boyfriend.
Okay, so that's a special occasion. Okay. Right, okay. Got a gentleman linked to you in spirit. I think it's on father's side of the family. Now, he's telling me that you've gone through a bit of a change over the last 5 years. Is that correct?
Somewhat. I left home and went to college.
Right. So you're going out independent, you're getting out on your own, you're taking your own steps in life more.
Yes, ma'am.
That's brilliant. That's what he's talking about. I'm not sure if it's father or grandfather, but I'm definitely looking on father's side of the family. And he's telling me that you're not only looking to branch out and getting all that independence, but you're looking to travel as well.
Yes, I am.
Right, okay. He's definitely given me that coming up for later in this in 2013, not straight away, but there's definitely travel coming up later on in 2013 and you won't be traveling alone. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Excellent, okay. And another thing coming through for you, Can you understand the lady, please, who had issues with her leg?
I'm sorry?
Had a problem with... Can you understand a lady who has or had issues with circulation in her leg? Had a lot of problems with, I don't know whether it was varicose veins removed or circulation problems with her leg. Can you understand this lady, please?
Yeah, my aunt is having a problem with her knees.
Right, okay. There's a lady in spirit links to aunt. Who would that be, please?
Yeah, it was her mother. Her mother passed in January.
She passed in January. That's where it's all coming from, darling. So there's great, lovely connections coming through from you, for you guys from spirit. They do see a lot of travel and a lot of new things coming up for you. There's also, I'm going to say there's one thing that's holding you back. I don't know whether it's family or whether it's the relationship, but there was one thing that you're saying, you don't know whether you should move on now because this one thing's tying you back and holding you down. You've got to remember, it will always be there when you come back. So don't be tied down by obligations. Shall I put it that way very nicely?
Okay, thank you so much.
Do you understand that? There's one little thing that you're taking as an obligation that you've got to stay put for, but you haven't. You've got to remember, you've got your life as well. You will be moving on in this year coming up, and later on in the year, we'll see you traveling. But don't let obligations tie you down, darling. You've got your own life.
Yeah, I think it's my family, my mom.
Okay. They will still be there when you get back, darling.
Okay, thank you.
Blessings to you, darling. I hope it helps a bit. All the best for 2013.
Thanks. Have a good day.
And you, love. Take care now. Okie dokie, and we're going to go to one more. We've got Zia on the line. Zia, are you there, Steve?
Hello.
Hi, darling. What can I do for you?
Hi. I have been told that if I get my second job in line, that a man will come, and I'm sort of stalling out on both. So I'd like to know what you see for that. I'm working very hard, but it doesn't seem to be...
Okay. I'm going to say one thing to you, Gia, and it sounds bad because I'm actually telling you this, but I don't go with what people tell you. I go with what you feel and what spirit can confirm for you. So if you don't feel that this second job is a precursor to a man coming into your life, then it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work in tandem like that. It could do. It could mean your second job is going to introduce you to a new bloke. But how do you feel about it? What is it you felt when you were told this information? Because what I'm getting for you at the moment is July is very important. So what's the month of July for you, please?
Well, it's hard for me to say. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
And men for me have always been really difficult. So, I mean, there is someone that I'm interested in, but I don't, you know, far away. It's sort of unusual. Probably not
going to
happen, you know?
Yeah, sweetheart. Distance is not an issue if it's meant to be. Believe me, I travel the other side of the world for my relationship. So believe me, distance is not an issue if it's meant to be. I'm looking at the month of July for either a birthday, anniversary, or memory, or a significant occasion for you in your life. Can you place that month, please? Can you place a significant... Sorry?
Anything in July for me? Nothing that I can think of, no.
No? Well, I'm looking towards July going to be a change for you, darling.
July
is going to be a change for you. If it's not a family member or a loved one in spirit's birthday, anniversary, memory, or a significant occasion for you, then it's coming up in July. Can you also take the name of Joni, please, or Joanne?
Or, excuse me, who?
Can you understand the name similar to Joni or Joanne?
I think so. There's someone I know alive. Or
that's
it
fine.
Could be my aunt Josephine, I suppose.
Okay, that's fine. They do give information about those around you at the moment. So it's just giving some confirmation that I have got the link with you. I've got the name Joni or Joanne through there, so it could be linked to to your friend or to your aunt. There is a link connection through there. Does she have a sister in spirit, please? I'm looking for two sisters.
Two sisters, my Aunt Jo and her sister. Juanita.
Okay. Okay, so there's two sisters there. Who's the lady that was linked to those two that's in spirit, please?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Would it be their mom? Would it be their mom that's passed over?
Yes.
Right. They're just giving me that connection, darling, and let me know that she's mum's there and she wants to say hello to Josephine and her sister. Just bringing in the confirmation for you. But July is going to be very different for you. Don't turn away from an opportunity. I know you're
okay.
Doing the holding back about the job and the man because of previous experience. But and I don't know whether it's Josephine's mum that's saying this or whether it's a gentleman that's coming through. I'm hearing a really deep voice at the moment, and he's just whispering, don't tar all men with the same brush. So you need to let go of all those bad issues with relationship and give another guy a chance. Okay?
Okay?
That's what you've got to get rid of before you think about another relationship. Before you even go into a relationship or rely on what anybody's ever told you about a job and a relationship coming, you've got to deal with those issues and start to the point where you can say, not all men are the same as the ones you've dealt with in the past.
That's
okay,
true.
Sweetie?
Okay. So a new guy.
Well, that's what they're saying to me. A new guy, July is going to be important, but you've got to look at it as a totally new light. Totally new eyes. Let go of all the stress and the hassles from the previous relationships. Can you also understand the name of Nicholas, please?
Okay. This guy from around here? Or do you have any idea?
They're not going to give me his name, date of birth, hair colour, and where he lives, darling. But can you understand
right.
the name of Nicholas, please?
Okay, well, I'll just keep my eyes open for July then.
Okay, can you understand the name of Nicholas coming in, please?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say is watch for that name coming in, doll. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
It came in loud and clear there.
Thank you.
All the best to you, darling. All the best
to
you.
Thank you.
Have a great 2013.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okie dokie. We're going to say hello to everybody in the chat room, though. Hi, guys. There's a lot of you there. I want to say hello to a message for you, Amore, Bobo. Hi. We've got half a dozen guests. You do need to get your nicknames in there, guys, so I can talk to you. We've got Mary Kay, Mystique, and Sprinkles. Hi, guys. Great to see you in the chat room. And we'll come to the chat room and do questions when we get our guests in later on. Okay, going straight back to the phone lines, and we've got Dee Dee. How are you doing, Dee Dee?
Hello, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I've got to say, I love the nickname. It used to be one of mine, but for different reasons, I can bet.
my real name is Deirdre.
Deirdre, okay. What can I do for you, Deirdre?
I am at a crossroads. I feel like my life is starting over in all areas,
mm-hmm.
almost like it is a rebirth. Spiritually, I'm becoming very aware, but as far as career-wise, I've decided to drop everything and go in a new direction. And I, even though I have all these wonderful ideas, I feel paralyzed about which direction to move in. So I'm looking for some guidance.
Right, okay. Well, you've picked the right time of year to do it and the year to do it. It is a year of change, of reawakening, of knowledge coming through that makes us realize, okay, it's time for a change, it's time for us. And that's exactly what you're going through. That's what all this 2012 end of the world stuff was all about. It's a new age of people deciding that life is for them to make what they will and what they can of it. You've gone through exactly what thousands of other people are doing. You've made those decisions. The only thing that's coming in with you now is self-doubt. It's that usual thing. When you see that bridge that you've got across that's, you know, stands 20 foot high and you can see through the floor and you think, I know I want to get to the other side, but dare I step onto it? Do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just do it, okay? You've got the grounding there. You've done the hard work. You've made the decision. You've already given up everything else. The time is now to take that first step. Can you understand name, please, the name of Sandra or Sandy?
that was a negative person in the past, so I don't know.
Right.
I know
so that's something that that's something that you've let go of. That's one of the things you've let go of.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Make sure you have no hesitation, girl. Make sure you let go of it. All that negative, not necessarily the name or the person, but all that negative thought. If you've got that least bit of negative thought popping in, that's when we start thinking about self-doubt and we start questioning it and second-guessing what we're doing. So let go of that hesitation, okay?
Okay,
let go of that hesitation. I also want to talk to you, please, about two brothers who passed the spirit in a very short space of time. Can you understand that?
Brothers? No, but... Two brothers.
Would you have two gentlemen who were in the service together, please? And I'm going back maybe one, two generations here.
Yes.
That's where I'm looking at. Two brothers passed in uniform together in a very short space of time.
Okay. I think I understand that.
Right. That's where I'm looking at. You've got, I don't know whether there's, it's a partner or whether it's a family member or a business partner who you are very much on a par with. Yes?
I'm not sure I understand that, but...
Right. What they're showing me is you're side by side with somebody in this venture. So whether there's somebody coming in or already there with you that you can rely on, don't take all the responsibility on yourself for making decisions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It may well be your business, but there's somebody there who is there as a support and who desperately is trying to help you.
Okay.
Okay, so rely on their advice. Take their advice on board. Okay? Don't try and make all the decisions yourself.
Okay.
Okay, darling, does that make sense?
Yep, it really does, yes.
Excellent. Any other quick questions, my darling?
Do you see anything relationship-wise, love-wise, coming into my life?
Relationship, right. Okay, I'm just asking them now because I don't actually do those relationship questions. It's what spirit allow me to come through. It's what they decide to come through. What I'm getting now is, okay, give me that again, sweetheart. Okay. This is a strange. They usually give me one or two rings, but I'm seeing one and a half. Is there a half-hearted relationship around you at the moment where it's more friendship than relationship?
yes.
Okay. Will you stop the hesitation?
Yeah.
You love that bit, don't you? You think, you know, let's go swimming and then you'll hesitate, change your mind and you'll go and do something totally different. Lose the hesitation in your life, darling. Start making some decisions.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I get it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, my darling. Thank you very much for calling in the show. And I hope you have a great 2013. All the best to you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Take care, my love. Okay, we've got a few minutes now before we bring in our guest of the day. I'm going to answer a couple of questions in the chat room. I can see they're already yelling at me. So come on, guys, in the chat room, if you've got your questions, get them thrown into me. Hi, Mystique. Hi, Sprinkles. Hi, Amore. Who else have we got in the chat room? They've gone all quiet on me. Bobo, Bible Truth by Benny. Hi, darling. If you've got a question in the chat room, throw it in there and I will try my best to answer them. Okay, if we've got Bergie online, have we got Bergie there? Let's see if she's online, shall we? She's there somewhere. Okie dokie, just while we get Bergie in the chat room here, we'll take one more call. Here she comes. She's coming in. Are you there, Bergie? You've got to excuse us. We roped her in at 3 o'clock this morning. And she's supposed to be madly getting rushed to go off on a little trip for her own New Year. So you've got to excuse us getting Bergie in. We've roped her in at the last minute. Okay, sprinkles. Oh, okay, Mary Kay. Mary Kay's question: I had a sweet visitor, but could only sense a little. Can you tell me a little bit about her? I'm taking it by this visitor, you mean spirit visitor, Mary Kay, and I'm taking it. It's a little girl. And would you understand if the smell of dark chocolate came along with her? Mary Kay in the chat room, if you can answer that for me and let me know while we get Spurgy online. All I'm seeing is a little girl and something about the smell of real deep dark chocolate. If it's not that, or is it drinking chocolate? You don't understand. You don't understand the dark chocolate? Was it drinking chocolate, darling? Is that something that you would have on a night before you go to bed? Maybe. Okay. Okay. I'm looking towards an aunt. I don't know whether it must be linked to an aunt of yours, Mary Kay, lady who lost a child in spirit. And I want to go back maybe 15, 20 years or more. I don't know if you can understand that, but this girl is coming through as a connection on a family link, but I want to go to the side and that's an aunt, or whether it's your mum's, a link on your mum's side for an aunt there. That's where I'm looking at with that one. And I want to see, you know, a little kitten playing with a ball of wool. I'm seeing a kitten playing with a ball of wool. I don't know if you can connect to that at all, Mary, as a childhood memory, but that's what I'm getting with that, darling. Okay? Okay, and Spirit Sprinkles Nixon, why does your Doberman whine so much? Sweetheart, he's seeing spirit before you do. Animals are very much connected to spirit. What we'll do is we'll get Bergie in to answer that one as soon as we can get her online. But animals are very much connected to the spirit world. It's either that or you can't stand the sound of my voice. There's nothing like trying, is there? Okay, one more question. I would like a message for you. Is my dad around me? What messages does he have for me? Okay, Amore. Hi, darling. We've got Amore in the chat room. Wants to know if his dad is around him. I don't know why I'm getting this name through, Amore. Can you understand the name Anthony or Tony, please? The name Anthony or Tony, and I want a nice big W for a surname, please. Can you link to an Anthony or Tony and a W somewhere linked in for a surname? I'm not necessarily meaning it's the same person. Okay, you can't link to that at the moment. Okay. Don't just think about your dad in spirit, sweetheart. Think about family, friends, and loved ones, because others may bring in the connection for him to bring your dad through. And can you tell me, does March link to dad, please? Does March link to dad? I do apologize. I'm on totally the wrong horse here. It's a message for you. A message for you. I read the wrong nickname. A message for you. Can you understand the link around a Tony or Anthony? Can you also understand where March would link to your dad, please? Okay. Month of March for a birthday, anniversary, or memory must link in somewhere around dad or yourself. And I've got this gentleman, this name coming in, Anthony or Tony, and the link with a W for a surname. So we're talking Williams, Williamson, etc. Okay, sorry guys, I'm just trying to get things organized here. This is I've got a mix up because I was actually linking to Amore and with messages for you coming in at the same time. Let me get something that's going to separate you two out. I want to talk to somebody who was a fireman, please. Can I talk to somebody or link to somebody who was a fireman, worked in the fire brigade or volunteer fire brigade, please? Just waiting while we get answers in the chat room, guys. Can either a message for you or a more link to where there would be a fireman's connection, please? And it's not a message for you. Okay, Amore, is that you, darling? Right, I'm going to ask you guys to link with me. I had a friend in the Coast Guard and worked with fire hoses. Okay, thank you, Amore. It's with you where I'm getting the link from. It's definitely with you that I'm getting the link through. So I want you to look for that Tony Anthony nickname. I want to look for the W surname and the March connection. The March connection must be coming through for you. I don't know whether you actually had a question in the chat room. I can't scroll back at the moment, but that's where I'm coming through from. So if you can look for those dates, for those details, sweetie, okay? And see what else. Amore, can I ask you, are you at the moment about to take a major leap? And I mean, you're either going to do a total U-turn on something. His first name was William. Thank you, Amore. Are you about to do a total U-turn on a decision that you've stuck to or a belief that you've had for some time? Are you actually about to do a total U-turn about something? Because the security that you've relied on for a long time, I don't know whether somebody's actually changed your mind about it, but you do need to make this U-turn. And again, 2013 is going to be your year of awareness. Does that make sense to you, please, Amore? I hope that does, because that came through with very, I'm learning to trust and let go physically, psychically. Let it flow, darling, let it flow. There's major events coming through for you for this next year. All those beliefs that you've let go of, trust it. Go with your own intuition, your own gut reaction, darling, because it's there. Open the psychic closet. Oh, I've got to use that one. I like that one. Open the door wide, darling. It's your year. I do apologize for getting the mix up there, but that's how spirit comes through. They wanted to talk to you, and that's where it's coming from. Thank you, darling. Okie dokie. It's coming up to the half hour. We're going to play our first song of the afternoon. Morning, evening, wherever you are. We're going to play our first song, and we're going to do our best to get Bergy in on the show. So thanks, guys, and we'll come back to you on...
Robin, go tweet, 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 Robin, tweet, tweet. Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okie dokie, and we're back, and we're doing our best here to get Bergie online. Have we got her? Bergie, are you there, darling?
Yes, you've got me. I was just Facebooking you, let you know I'm here.
Yay, hey, darling. Guys, meet Bergie Schoenberger. She's one of my mates. She's one heck of a worker. She's an animal communicator, and she's taught me quite a lot over the last few years. So we're going to hand over. We're going to bring in Bergie now. I know you can't see the chat room, Bergie. I will convey any questions to you. But I want to talk to you first. Tell us about yourself, Bergie. How long have you been doing this?
Well, pretty much since childhood that I was punished for daydreaming too much. So you kind of shut it down and had a bit of a traumatic experience, and everything started coming through again. So I toddled off to mental health thinking I'd had a breakdown. And the counsellor, when I spoke with her, basically I gave her a reading, and she sent me off to a meditation centre.
Oh, wow. That's a bit different.
That was pretty cool. So I went to the meditation centre, and then apparently I was very good at clairvoyancy and mediumship. And that's what it was. I hadn't had a breakdown at all. I'd actually had a breakthrough.
It's actually great that you got a therapist that was able to recognise that in you and send you where you actually needed to get help.
Well, she was in an area called Thames, which is in New Zealand, which is quite alternative. So we were very fortunate with that. And then a friend of mine, about 6 years after I'd been doing the mediumship, decided, in her opinion, she'd known me since I was 11 years old, I should be able to talk to her horses. And I sort of said to her, Jenny, how would you know? You know, do you have a chat to the horse? And the horse turns around and goes, yeah, you got that right. And I thought, well, you know, you can't really have that confirmation on that, but Jenny was aware of the history on all her horses.
Yeah.
Where they came from, the families, and six of them were a horse that in New Zealand is wild and they're culled every year, I think. They're called Kaimanawa horses.
Yeah.
If you're into horses, well, worth a Google. So basically, we went into the paddock to see what I could pick up. Now, the reaction of the horses shook both Jenny and I, because I did connect in. If you've ever seen, what's that movie?
Horse Whisperer?
No, the movie with the blue people. Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar.
If you've seen how they plug in with that thing on the end of their hair, and imagine the mind plugging into an animal in the same way, it is very much like that, but not quite so Hollywood exciting.
Yeah, so it's more like the silver cord that we imagine connecting us to our spirit life.
Yeah, but it's not a cord as such. It's, I don't know, I call it a channel, I'm not too sure. But I got it down pat with all the horse's history, so that kind of gave us both a fright. But the horse was kind of lined up, and when one was finished, without us leading them anywhere or doing anything, the next one would come forward. And that was pretty amazing. And then when I went into the paddock with the wild horses, which nobody had been in there, but animals have never fazed me, because when I was a child, I slept in the paddock. My home was not safe. So I had to sleep in the paddock with the animals for safety, and we had a cow. Not romantic or glorious or anything, but I used to lay up in her shoulder, and she kind of... I don't know, she kind of became my mother, if you like, and I think as a child you're open.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so that, I think, was what developed the connection with the animals, and I've done a lot of work with them since.
You've got your own business at the moment. You started off with your Pampered Pooches grooming business with dogs. I mean... You and poodles, there they are, they've got to have their voice in. And, I mean, you incorporate that now along with your animal healing, don't you?
Well, I do, but on a more subtle sense. Before I was grooming, I did the mediumship for a profession for, I don't know, 20-odd years, I think. So with the grooming, I don't advertise as such that I'm an animal communicator, because I believe that when people need it, they'll be brought to it anyway. The animals will take us places which we're not even aware of. They do a lot more for us than we can even begin to understand. On a very knowing level, I do get contacted by some of the... Like in your animal kingdom... In the same way we have seers or people like Jesus and Buddha and what have you, there is the same wisdom in the animal kingdoms with some of the old spirit souls of animals.
Well, we all talk about having totem animals, don't we? I mean, our animals are more linked to the nature and the universal energy that we all link into than anything. And we should take a lot more lead from the animal connection, shouldn't we?
Yes, I believe so, and in recent months, I have been contacted by animals. Oh, God, I sound like a nupper. Their message is to drop the illusion that we are not connected and hear them.
Exactly.
They have stated that they are our allies in this time. They are here to assist us. Humans are not the be and end of it all on this planet. Basically, if you remove all the animals off the planet, we're dead. If you remove all the humans off the planet's fine.
Yes, exactly.
We need them, but if you're spiritually awakened, your next phase is to connect into whatever pet you have around you. If you can't have your own, connect into your neighbours. You'll be amazed at the result. Channel our energy and purify it. They're like an energy filter, if you like. If we are muddy or murky in our own pain, an animal can, I don't know what they do with it, they kind of pull it through them and clean it up, which is where you find that a lot of people get quite a good response from their pets or feel very safe with their pets. It's been known if you have a pet, you live longer.
Yes, exactly. It's been scientifically proven that animals connect and can help healing. And they can warn when we're sick. They're training animals now to help children who have diabetes when their sugar levels drop, that they need to take an injection. Animals are so aware when we're ill and when we're needing that help.
Most definitely. They're using them for people that are epileptic to recognise a fit coming on as well.
Mm-hmm. We've got a few quick questions for you in the chat room, Birgie. I know you can't see it at the moment. We've got Sprinkles, who asked a while back. She has a Doberman who continuously whines. Now, my answer was that he was seeing spirit. How can she connect with her Doberman to understand what he's trying to say to her?
Okay, Jolly, when you said that...
Okay. That's her dog having a go at your Doberman sprinkles. They're just letting you know, your Doberman know what they're thinking.
Sorry, when you said that about the Doberman, I immediately got that that dog is very aware of or the beyond the veil, if you like. Does the lady do mediumship work herself, or has she begun to?
Oh, yes, yeah, she's a long-time worker with spirit and palmistry.
I see that the Doberman, not just because it's a Doberman, that dog is a very old dog on a spiritual sense, is basically warding off. If you watch the behaviour of a wolf, and no, our domesticated dogs are not actually related to the wolf, but
mm-hmm.
they have similar behaviour.
Yeah.
A wolf circle an area to protect. To protect what is within that circle. Does she actually use circles at all in anything?
Sprinkles. Do you use circles, sweetheart? I know she does a lot of work online. I don't know what she's doing in her own home at the moment. But I do know that she is a worker with spirit and palmistry a lot.
Is she?
No, she doesn't do physical circles in the home.
Well, a dog circling her and protecting her from, I would like to call it negative thinking, or, you know, people around her that are envious.
Okay.
What she can do to settle a dog is just allow him his job. If he's whining, perk up, take notice and look what's around. But more so, sprinkles, I don't think, focuses on negative energy. She's not really aware of it. So she
I've got to say yes to that. Yes, sprinkles. She's a very positive woman, and once you get going, you can't stop her. And no. I do say that, yes, she's agreeing. She does not focus and does not link to the negative energy. So it could be that that's what her dog's alerting her to, that somewhere along the line she might need to take notice of things when that she needs to let it to sort out.
Well, if she doesn't want to, let the dog do it. That is the purpose of the animals, is to work with us. So it's like they're not sitting there going, oh, I think you need to do this. They're sitting there going, you're busy, I'll do this for you.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So she's got a worker. I mean, her dog is her guardian and her protector and her worker. Now, that dog at night when she's sleeping also, has he ever woken her up?
Okay, Sprinkles, has your dog ever woken you up when needed through the night? And yes, next time he starts whining, just tell him to get on with his job and let him do it because you're busy. And yes, he has woken up through the night when required.
Oh, she's got to give him permission to do his job. Can you go and refill it, honestly? He's asking her consent to get rid of it, to get rid of whatever's harassing her. Thank you.
There you go, Sprinkles.
She's got to give him permission to get rid of the crap, basically.
There you go, Sprinkles. You know what to do. Talk to your dog and give him permission. Let him know he's a co-worker and that you know it. And he'll be fine. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, who else had a question? Who had... Mystique has a dog in... I don't know if it's past. Oh, no. She's asking if her dog is good and in and happy. What dog is it, Mystique?
It's passed away, I think, Julie.
Has your dog passed away, Mystique? I'm just trying to get here because she said he's jumping on her now, so I don't know whether it's a dog is around or whether it's spirit has passed over. It's a Labrador. Okay. Is the Labrador passed over, Mystique? Or, no, the dog's here. It's a Labrador.
It's just a happy dog.
It's just a happy dog.
Yeah, dogs don't have to hide their emotions like we do. We do try to train them with protocols, but some of them are like a bubbly child. That dog is amazing, actually. Your dog makes me want to laugh. Mystique's dog. It's a very
right,
happy. Can you ask her, please, is the dog overweight?
You can talk to her, Bergie. She can hear you. You just can't see her replies at the moment. Mystique, is your dog slightly overweight? And do
not
you,
slightly,
are you,
quite badly.
Okay, is your dog overweight, darling? But do you have a lot of giggles and laughs with your dog? I was just concerned with him having other dogs. Okay, so there's been other dogs around lately, and she's just a bit worried about whether he's okay. But she says he needs trimming up a tad, but he's not overweight.
He needs what?
She says he needs to trim down his weight a bit, but he's not overweight, not too big overweight.
He's actually okay with the other dogs, but he gets a bit dizzy. If that makes it, he reminds me of a dizzy blonde. Like, with the other dogs around, he's not sure which one to focus his attention on, so he gets kind of skittish, thank you. But the skittishness is not concern. It's like, oh, who do I go and see? Who do I go and see? You know, very happy, happy dog.
She's agreeing with you, that one. She's agreeing with it.
Yeah.
And she does have a lot of giggles with him. She's agreeing with you on that one. Like, he is like a new child locked in a nursery full of other kids.
That's it. But he's not upset. He's just dizzy.
Right.
Is he about 8?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Is he about 8 years old?
Is he about 8 years old? Or the number 8 is important to him, Mystique?
No, 8 years old.
Definitely getting 8 years old. No, he's 4.
Okay, around 8 years old, she has to watch his weight. Otherwise, the joints will develop like a form of arthritis.
Okay, so take care of his joints and weight now, so that an 8-year-old, you've got to keep that monitored.
By the time he's 8, she's going to have to keep that a lid on that. Oh God, there's a food that he doesn't react too well to too, but she knows that, so that's all right. There's something he doesn't react too well food wise.
Can you place that, Mystique? There is a food that this dog just doesn't like, doesn't react well to. Can you understand that, please? You should know it. You should have realised it by now, she's saying. Just seeing if we can get an answer through for her. But she's saying she's agreeing and she's going to get him in shape. And yeah, he has colitis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as long as she's aware of it.
Okay. Brilliant, well spotted. That's young for a doggo, isn't it? To have that kind of problem? Colitis in a 4-year-old dog?
Not really. We've mucked around a lot with breathing lines. A lot of horses have told me that the way we genetically place them together, we work in opposition to what is natural to them. When a horse and a dog or whatever mate or breed, they mate and breed to strengthen the bloodline, and we mate and breed for a purpose which actually weakens the bloodline.
How do you stand on this breeding for a purpose, or do you prefer to let things, you know, I can't, these dogs that are bred to see how many wrinkles they can get on their face.
With a lot of the purebred dogs, it's been done for so long and breeds have been established, yet the purpose that those dogs were originally bred for is not being used anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bulldog was originally meant for going in with bulls, and you get a lot of domesticated bulldogs that no longer have anything to do with bulls. So the wrinkles on their face were to draw the blood away when they attack a bull.
Yeah.
Because they're getting... But that purpose is gone. Me personally, I would be allowing animals to breed. Like if I do breed, I have bred a dog a couple of times. if she doesn't like the male, which you know pretty quickly, I don't force the plug in.
Exactly.
And in doing that, I have had litters that have just the most amazing natures.
Yeah.
Compared to litters that are a bit scatty.
Uh-huh.
Horses in particular, the racing industry, the horses I've spoken to, I feel like I'm woman's refuge for horses. They feel, they feel raped, not bred.
Yeah.
And
it's
that
so
one,
clinically, yeah.
Stomach, eh?
I've got to say, I've got to agree with you. It's so clinical, and it does. To see what they do, and, I mean, it only takes one minor fault, and the foal and whatever is discarded. It's really sad to happen in this day and age that we have to go that far to get... We're trying, as you said earlier, we see ourselves as the supreme being, and we can create and do whatever we like with every other creature on this earth, and it's about time we started listening to them and stop doing that. We've got a comment in the chat room. I think this is a compliment towards you, darling, from Serena. She's saying, oh my, I was just thinking the other day it would be great if they could tell us readings on our pets that are living. I spoke to someone before, but it was about my guy that passed over. Well, I should say a dog. I may forget she took him as a child. So it is great. And I've got to say, I love the way you say you talk to the horses. You talk to the horses, not the owners. Okay, you might listen and get their history from them, but it's the animals you listen to, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. The animals have like x-ray vision of their internal organs. If I'm speaking to an unwell animal, it will show me which organ or which part of the body is out of line, and it will also tell me what it needs to repair that. They're amazing. Honestly, we could learn a lot from them. Like, it's not diagnostics. The animal already knows what the problem is. Horses have a full understanding of physiotherapy and what they need. But what we've done is we've paddocked and put walls around animals. They no longer have free access to what they need to make themselves well.
Uh-huh.
I always wondered about horses' hooves. How did they cope in the wild when there was nobody to clip their feet? The horses showing me is that they'll actually go and scrape them on rock, but they need access to rock to file their feet down. Honestly, we really have underestimated their self knowledge.
Well, exactly. I mean, how do animals cope in the wild? And yet we have to mollycoddle them. And I've got to say, and no offense to you, Serena, some people do treat them more like babies and more like humans than they do animals.
It doesn't matter. It's the humans around us that have an issue with that, not the animals. The animals know if you need to treat it like a baby because that's your emotional requirement, they're fine with that. Very few animals have a problem being treated like a baby. It's these new trainers and whisperers and what have you that go, oh no, push that animal out. It's lower down from you in the pack. And to that I say, get a reality check, folks. You know, they're not talking to the animals. They are observing behaviour. With the animals, I don't actually talk to them. They talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just was opened through trauma or whatever to keeping that. We all used to be able to do it, and that's what's coming back. Your shift in 2012, on the 12th?
Yep.
There was definitely a shift. I think if you look at the news, if you start looking at some news in the world events, you'll find wild animals are coming more into our, what we consider to be our area. I know there was a seal in Bluff that held the Main Street hostage, which I thought for about 4 weeks, Julie. The seal kept coming up on the Main Street in Bluff, and it was then that I knew they're pushing. They need to be heard in this shift because they're right next to us.
I've got to say they're more connected to the earth energies and the nature energies than we are. And if we listen to them a lot more, we'll find out a lot more about helping this universe and this earth that we all live on. I'm going to say at the moment, darling, it's coming up to the hour. We're going to go to our next song. We have got Serena. I'm waiting for Serena posting her question for you in the chat room. Yes, guys, we are taking animal readings today. We are talking about communicating to the animals. We're also talking about mediumship, and we'll bring that later in on the show. Okay, Serena's got, I have 8 babies, Chai Chai, 4, 3 Poms, and a Chai Mix Pom. And no, that's not Prisoner of Mother Earth. That's a Pomeranian. Already love the show and is getting ready to text away, but she's in the queue. Darling, if you've got a question, post it in. We'll go to our next show. We'll give Bergie a chance to have a coffee, and we'll get right back to you guys in the chat room and on the phone. So get to your Skype, get to your call, phone in, and we'll be right back.
We were just a plain old hillbilly band with a plain old country style. We never played the kind of songs that'd drive anybody wild. Played a railroad song with a stomping beat. We played a blues song, kind of slow and sweet. But the thing that knocked them off of their feet was hoo-wee. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther played the boogie in the strangest kind of way. Play it strange. Did our best to entertain everywhere we'd go. We'd nearly wear our fingers off to give the folks a show. Played jumpin' jive to make them get in a groove. We played sad songs real slow and smooth, but the only thing that'd make them move was hooey. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther in the strangest kind of way. Now then, Luther played the boogie strange.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis. Hi, I'm Mike Davis.
Okay, we've got a bit of a problem there with the jingle. I do apologise. That's Mike Davis. And we've got to ask Bergie, you've got to mute him, Mike, darling. That's Mike Davis and his tour coming up in February. All the details are on his website. If you want to check it out, that's Mike Davis. And on Facebook and Mike Davis's website. And it's all, of course, linked onto his Dog Talk radio shows. We've got Bergie in the chat room. We're standing in for Grant Collier this morning, who's not very well. And I'm really confusing you guys because we're coming from New Zealand and it is morning with us, where it's your usual evening time in the UK with Grant Collier. He's not very well at the moment, so please send him some thoughts and some healings. And Bergie hasn't quite got the hang of muting her mic. So, Bergie, are you back with us, darling? Bergie, are you there, darling? Okay, she must be slightly distracted at the moment. We've got Serena. Any question? Are you back with us, Bergie?
Dog's got out, so she's just gone to
Okay. Fergie's chasing her dog. Only on live radio. My Sammy, she's a baby in the house, but for the last few months caught her doing some things you can't explain. Other guys, she doesn't act like she does. So here I go. First, no cat spirits. Okay, yes. Cats see spirits. Same as dogs.
animals, all animals see spirit. All animals are connected to spirit. And yes, they will be running around seeing them. When you've got a dog, excuse this background noise. I'm going to have to excuse the background noise, guys. When you've got animals that's running around doing strange things, looking at things that don't seem to be there, you can guarantee they're talking to your friends and family and spirit that are around you. We all have guides and family that are around us in spirit. And if you've got a very significant time coming up, a memory or a birthday, anniversary, things like that, or you're going through a stressful time or a worrying time, then your dogs will link into that and they will let you know. Okay, they will let you know that a spirit are around you, and just like they will be the first ones to let you know that there's a house fire going, they will come and alert you when there's a house fire. They will come and alert you when somebody's not well. These are the things that we need to be looking into and tuning into with our dogs and listening to them. It is the old, you know, Lassie program. Your Lassie will come and tell you when there's problems going off, and you need to look into those things. Okay. Just waiting for Bergie to come back now. She's trying to rescue one of her dogs who's taken a run. Okay. Are you back, darling? Okay.
Yeah.
We've got, just to let you know, darling, when you need to, you can mute your mic so that we don't hear all that background noise. If you use the tool.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what went on. We just heard the dogs have been really weird. They took off what they never have.
Well, you've got to know, you're talking to spirit, darling, so they're just letting you know they're around.
Oh, they're just saying silly little...
Yeah, we've got Serena in the chat room. She's just talking about one of her dogs over the last few months has been jumping around and doing things that she doesn't usually do. And she was asking, she knows that cats see spirit, but do dogs. So I was just explaining that, yes, of course, dogs do. And she's saying about a month ago, she took a picture of Sammy the dog. And it thought it was initially the lens, but another picture showed Sam, there was something else in the photograph with her. So she's obviously got a dog there that's very sensitive.
She has. I feel that dog, does that dog get on very, very well with children? You there?
Okay, you're on hold. Yes, she does. You're on hold. Okay, Serena, Ken, can we bring Serena in on her call, please? She's trying to call in. To area code 215, please, Ken. And we'll bring Serena in on the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Serena. You're through to Bergie, please. Have a chat.
Thank you for taking my call. I can't text that fast, guys. I'm old. My Sammy, I took a picture of her about a month ago. I just take pictures of all of them. But I had like a cloudy circle in front of Sammy, and she always looks like she's like depressed. Whatever it is scaring her. And she's the youngest I'm on. But I noticed my other guys don't act on it or growl. Well, just about a week ago, she basically with me too. She jumped on the bed and she started growling and looking out in the hallway, and I'm like, what's wrong, honey? And she went underneath the covers and she was going like that. But then when she came back out of the covers, whatever was right there next to her, like I would assume it said boo, because when whatever was said to her or what she had, she jumped under the covers.
It's cutting in and out.
Okay.
Did you get that, Joy?
Yeah, basically, Sammy seems to be, although she's aware of spirit, she's not accepting it like other dogs do. She's got something worrying her about this orb that's being seen around her on photographs. So how would she communicate with her dog that these spirits around her are okay?
Well, actually, the spirit harassing her at the moment is not okay.
Okay.
She has a rapport with children, this dog.
Oh, yeah, she loves... I'm sorry. Yes, all my guys are good with the kids that come, me and my grandkids that come. My one granddaughter, she really protects a lot.
So how would you calm Sammy down, Bergie?
Excuse me?
I'm just asking Bergie how she would help you calm Sammy down in this situation.
I just think that whatever spirit, like I live in my grandmother's old house, and I believe it's one of them, because I laugh about it because it's so cute the way she's acting, because you can see that she's really, really scared. But I always catch her looking at the ceiling and growling once in a while, or she'll try to bury herself underneath the blankets. And when I pull her out, I can tell she's scared. And so I always say to the spirit that's here, like if it's my grandmother or whatever, like, you know, come on, leave her alone, she's scared of you guys, you know. But
I
just think
it's
scaring her. It's my grandmother
yeah,
scaring her?
No, it's a child. Yes, she has it. Now you've got, are you in a built up area?
I didn't catch you, sweetheart. What did you say?
Are you in a built up area?
Do I live in what area? I didn't hear you that good.
Are there a lot of houses?
Do you live in a really built-up area, Sammy? Serena, do you live in a really built-up area with a lot of houses around you?
Yes. Not on my street. I live by a bridge, and then there's two houses, and then there's a bunch of houses down the other end. Yes, in my back alley there's a lot of houses. She was attacked by a German Shepherd when I first came here. I hit the German Shepherd in the head with a shovel and it dropped her. But she had to
What Bergie is saying, darling, is the spirit that she's seeing is of a child.
And that child is harassing her. The child has died in the area that you live in. But the child is teasing, as children do, is teasing the dog. One spirit in particular is hassling the dog. You know how kids tease an animal? Aww. Yeah.
Well,
what you can do is attach a crystal to her collar. You know, crystal.
Do I have a what, honey?
Do you have crystals with you? Do you have crystals? What Bergie is saying is,
yes.
Do you know the child?
I have a lot of crystals, yes.
Bergie is saying is that there's a child spirit around your area that is actually teasing the dog, okay? As a child would do in life, the child is teasing the dog. So what Bergie is saying, I don't know if you know of a child that's died in your area, but the child is actually tormenting and teasing the dog, as any normal child would. And she's saying if you attach a crystal to the dog's collar.
Uh-huh.
A crystal for
now, is this child about maybe 12 years old? Because, like I said, I live in my grandmother's house, and years ago they used to quarantine, like, back in the 30s and stuff. And my Aunt Claire passed away when she was 12 because she had a sickness, and she passed in this house. Could it be her messing with the dog?
Yeah, it could be. Was she a lady that had a tendency to be quite the tomboy?
Now, see, I can hardly hear her, but I heard the next lady that was speaking to me.
Right, okay. What she's saying is your aunt who passed young at 12, she must have been a bit of a tomboy?
I don't know. They never speak about her, but I knew she passed away in here.
Right, she can't answer that one, Bergie, but she knows she passed at the age of 12 in that house and she was very ill.
Okay, what I would do, does this lady connect with spirit at all?
Serena, do you have connection with spirit?
Do I have connection with spirit? You talk to
your spirits, don't you? So you know those that are around the house and talk to them.
Talk to my grandmother, yes. I talk to them just like I'm sitting in a room with them, yes. And I see shadows and stuff. I don't hear voices, but I when I speak to spirit, my grandmom and my aunts and stuff that are passed over, I talk to them, and then sometimes it's like I don't hear voices or whatever, but sometimes I get an urge, like what they're speaking about, and then I'll say yes
okay.
or no right
okay.
off the bat, you know.
Okay, darling, what Bertie's saying is if you attach a crystal for protection, one that you are aware of that is aids with protection, to the dog's collar, that will help. And also you need to talk to that spirit and let her know that it's not okay to torment the dog.
That's
if it's a spirit that you know, you need to talk to that spirit and let her know, okay, we know you're having fun, but you're not allowed to torment the dogs. Have some fun with the dogs, but you're not allowed to torment them. So be firm with your spirit visitors, okay, darling?
Okay, thank you.
As much as you would train your dog, you've got to train spirit.
Oh, thank you for telling me that. I'm glad to know that. See, you learn something new every day. Yeah, because I would say leave her. You know, I always blame my grandmother. I'm like, Grandma, come on, leave her alone. You're scaring her. I mean, cause she would actually shake, you know. And I'm thinking the other guys don't see nothing. Why ain't they reacting to her? But she'll tilt her head, like, you know, when they hear a sound, they'll tilt their head a certain way. I'll catch her doing that, you know, in the room, and I'm like, what are you looking at? I mean, what do you hear? And I'm turning everything down so I can hear, but I don't hear nothing. I'm like, oh, my goodness,
okay.
My dog.
Okay, darling, well, what you've been doing is you've been blaming Grandma, and it's not. It's little aunt that passed away young, and she's playing with the spirit. So use your crystal for protection. Relax and let her enjoy and play with the dog as a friend, not as tormenting.
Right.
Use the crystal for protection. And talk to
the
spirit. We do have to be firm with. Yeah. You have to be firm with spirit as you do with animals.
What
crystal would you recommend then, Fergie?
I would.
For some reason, I quite strongly get tiger's eye.
Hello.
Hello.
Martin, can you please? Martin, can you please hold on, please?
Yeah, sure.
What kind of crystal would you recommend, please, Fergie?
I get quite strongly tiger's eye.
Do you have a tiger eye, Serena?
I really do. Yes, I do. Yeah. I'm going to have to figure out how to put it on her collar, though. Yeah,
well,
I do.
It's one of my favorite stones.
Karen watching that. I'm going in the other room now.
Martin, I do apologize,
yeah.
Mate. Can you please hold on? We're in the middle of a call here, darling.
Sure.
That's okay. I appreciate all your help, and you guys have a beautiful, happy New Year's and a safe one. And I love this show. I love Mike, Jerry, and all of them. And
Serena, Serena, darling, if you'd like to add me on Facebook, I'll put you in touch with Bergie, and she can get in touch with you later on and give you a little bit more advice if it's needed. If that's
okay,
Bergie?
Julie, put the crystal in a crystal bag and tie the crystal bag to the collar.
There you go, Serena. Put the crystal in a crystal bag and use the tie and put it on the collar.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that right if I hang up on you guys, the tiger eye. I got one of them. Yes.
Before she goes.
One more time, Serena.
Has she got a Facebook page?
Do you have a what? Serena?
A slightly older male dog.
Serena, do you have a slightly older male dog?
Yes, I do. Well, he's not that old, but he's 8 years old, so he's not that old, but
yes.
He's older than the rest of the guys in here.
Okay, has she got a piece of fluoride?
Do you have a piece of fluoride crystal, Serena?
Yes.
Yes, she does, Bergie.
Can she please place that in a bag on her 8-year-old male dog to keep his bones strong?
Okay, she's saying that the older dog needs the fluoride in a bag around his collar. He's got a problem with his bones, and the fluoride will help his bones stay strong. So give a little bit of healing to your older eight-year-old dog as well.
Oh, okay, because I noticed he does have problems with his hips.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has problems with his hips, but the vet told me that that's what happens to Pomeranians as they get older. Their joints pop out.
I'm quite fascinated with her dog, Julie, because her dogs resonate very well with crystals, and I've not struck that before. So she crystals.
She says she does. She resonates and works a lot with crystals, so it's in there.
Well, her dogs have developed a connection to the crystals, which is awesome.
That's amazing. Really cool. Okay, brilliant. Oh. So what we'll do, Serena, if you add us to Facebook, look for Julie Sock on Facebook and Spiritual Online Network, and we will put you in touch with Bergie later on, and you can get one-to-one work with Bergie for your animal. But they're definitely linking into the crystals as well.
Okay, yes. Now the Facebook that you're talking about is the facebook.com group Spiritual Online?
That's us, yes, Spirit Online, that's us.
Okay, I got it. Yes, I would add you as my friends. Thank you very much, Bertie. Thank you very much. You have a happy New Year's.
All the best to you, Serena, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you for helping me.
Misha.
Okie dokie. It's coming up to 9:15. We've got one more caller online, and we're going to go straight to that and then into a song for the half hour. We do have one more caller online. Who's the last caller, please, Ken? Hello, Ken. Martin, is that you?
Not making a noise.
Martin,
hello?
Are you there, darling?
Hi, yeah.
Hi,
hello,
Martin.
Julie.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Bergie?
I'm sorry, I just got indoors. So, how long has she been basically into the kind of work she's in? How long it's been taking her to get to this level?
With the animals, Martin, I wasn't aware of it because I thought everybody did it. The animal communications have been since childhood. But with the energy shifts that we've had over the last 10 years, it is a skill that anyone can develop back into themselves. It's very similar to mediumship. It's about trust.
Uh-huh.
Not thinking you're going nuts.
Right.
Like with your, have you got a cat?
No, we've got a dog.
You've got a dog. Have you got a cat around your property?
Oh yeah. Jay had two cats from two Siamese cat in spirit, and they always constantly come. Their iron spirit. They do constantly play around in the house.
Is there one, can't pick. Was one a female Siamese?
Yes, that's correct.
If you connect into her, now she had a beautiful name. What was her name?
I shouldn't be telling you. Can I tell you?
Yes, I'd like to know.
Oh, sorry, it's Bracken.
Oh, she's beautiful. She is a stunning cat. If you want to connect into the animals, visualize her on your lap and speak with, okay, it's not us talking to them, it's them talking to us. And
yeah.
Just now, when she was alive, she used to sit on your lap and you would have a sense of peace. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that'd be correct, yeah.
That sense of peace was her giving you that energy or that sense of peace. In the same way that you felt that with the cat, you can develop that with any of the animals around you, sit them with you, and in a quiet, like meditating if you like.
Sorry, go on.
The animals, you notice a difference in their behaviour when they realise you can hear them. It's quite funny. They're used to not being heard, and then when they realise you can actually hear them,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's pretty cool. It's quite neat. With your dog, is your dog black?
Yes.
He's got black on him, hasn't he?
All right, it's black with tanned eyes.
Yes. Oh, he's lovely. He's quite a calm dog, isn't he?
He's a lovely dog.
Yes.
Beautiful dog.
Is he quite calm?
Very calm. Well, put it this way, she can get a bit stressful, but she does know their spirit about. I call her a spirit dog.
Yes, she is. And you attract animals that calm you down. They give you a sense of peace.
Yes, they do, very much so. I'm always drawn to dogs, and dogs are always drawn to me.
Well, that peace that you feel is your doorway to communicating with the animals. When
yeah.
you see them and you go into peace, just accept the pictures. Do you get pictures in your mind?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do, yeah.
Right. Well, that animals telepathize. People think they're going to get a voice. It's not voices. It's pictures and feelings. So when you are at peace with an animal,
yeah.
allow pictures that come into your mind, accept
yeah.
that, accept that they are coming from your animals.
Okay. Okay.
You're actually going to get very good at this, Martin.
Thank you.
You have an ability with that, and I'm covered in goosebumps.
Bless you, thank you.
Yeah, please develop this skill. It's important.
I am going to, yeah. I will be.
Yeah.
So one quick question I wanted to mention about Treacle. Our dog's called Treacle, by the way. She
yeah.
tends to get very, very agitated when the cats are around. We know she's around because we were told this by a message. Is there any way of calming her if the cats start chasing her?
Well, she hasn't grown up with cats, has she?
Only the one of them, but that it was only when she was a puppy, and she only can remember it for 8 months before Bracken died.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Bracken that's hassling her. You'll have to talk to Bracken and ask Bracken to stop harassing your dog.
Yeah, okay.
But I think when you start working with Bracken and Spirit and ask Bracken to teach you to develop your communication skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Bracken will be focused, thank you. Bracken's jealous of the dog.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so spend time with, give Bracken a role. Bracken was a cat that used to like to have a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like her job was to keep the balance in your house.
Yeah.
Her job now, she's very strong, very beautiful, is to assist you to strengthen your ability to communicate with the animals.
Right, okay.
Do you have access? Yeah, it's quite cool. Do you have access with horses at all?
I love horses and my wife loves horses.
Do you have any in paddocks nearby?
Sorry, didn't hear that last bit.
Do you have any in paddocks nearby?
Oh, no paddocks. But Jay had the horses before she had her disability.
I can see you. Okay, with the dog?
Treacle, no. We've had her since pup. But saying that, we have got a good friend that has got a horse. And we only visit the horse about 6 months ago.
Can you get to see that horse or not?
We'll do when the drier weather's about. I can ask my friend if we can go up again. Yeah.
Okay. Because what I'm gonna suggest that you might like to do, I'm not sure if it's gonna work with your dog as soon as it would work with the horse. Horses are more open to their communications. Dogs get distracted.
Right,
because the dog's role is to protect. So they've always got this part of themselves that is looking around, making sure you're safe. So they're harder to learn from.
Okay.
But it's a shame the cat's passed away, because Bracken would have been very good to do this with. Seat yourself away from the animals, close eyes, and visualize the animal coming towards you, and think of sending that thought to the animal, because what will happen when that animal hears you, it will come towards you, and you'll have confirmation that you're on the right track.
Okay.
You can try it with your dog, but don't be disappointed if it doesn't work. Your dog gets quite distracted.
I understand. Yeah, she can be, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can be. But she does love cats. Funny enough, she does love cats. And we were visiting some friends last week, and two weeks before, she was playing with them. And the last week, we couldn't see the kittens and cats. She knew where they were, but, of course, she didn't see the cats, and she kept on playing up. She wanted to see the cats.
Yeah. Yeah, she's quite neat.
Yeah.
There's your confirmation for you then, Martin, that the dog wants to work with the cat.
That's it, yeah.
Well, thanks. I'm just
checking on the dog.
Talk to Bracken, my dear. Talk to Bracken.
Yes.
And I've got to say, Martin, thanks for calling in. We're coming up to the half hour now. If it's okay, we'll go to the next song. We do have another caller coming in. And then we want to fit in the last half hour with questions from the chat room. Thanks a lot for calling in, Martin. If you want to get in touch, you know where to find Virgie. She's on top. You can find her there.
Actually, Dolly, I would like it if Martin sends me a friend request. He needs to develop his skill. He's good.
We'll get him roped in there. He is a member of SOC, Virgie. So we'll get him in there with you on Facebook and in your coming up classes in Spirituals Online Network.
We'll put you guys in touch.
Not a problem,
okay.
Martin. Thanks for calling in.
We're going to go to our song now
on the half hour, and we'll be right back. Thanks to all for calling in. We're going to the chat room afterwards to answer chat room questions. We've got a lot coming in there, and we'll be right back. Virgie, can you please mute your mic while the song's on? Just click the microphone icon to mute your mic, darling. We'll be right back.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Some folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit? Here they come pouring out of the blue.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, and welcome back. I'm going to say it's a busy, busy show today. Thanks to everybody who's called in and all the quick people in the chat room. I know we're not going to get to everybody, but we're going to give it a try. Are you back with us there, Bergie?
I'm back there with you, Julie.
Excellent, excellent. You're doing great. For your first radio show, mate, you've done brilliant. I know you've been with us in Spirituals Online Network before. And you've done a few classes there. Are we going to finally rope you in to be doing a few more on the chat room?
Yeah, well, I think it's time that I kind of come forward and become a little bit more proactive and getting people more involved.
Definitely time for it. If this show has seen anything, to say that we stepped in at the last minute, if this show tells you anything, girl, your skills are needed. We've got Amore in the chat room there. He's asking, he's got dogs that wake him up regularly, 3 a.m. every morning. Can you explain that?
Does he really want to know?
I think he really wants to know.
Can you ask him if he snores?
And it's a she. It's Amy. So, Amy, darling, putting it very politely, do you or a partner have a snoring issue? We've got to say, if we're going to sock it to them, we well and truly do it on the in this show. Her husband does.
Right. Oh, thank you. He needs to... When has he... Does he have problems with his throat?
Amy, does your husband have throat issues, darling? A bronchial problems or a throat issue? Just getting the answer in the chat room. She did try ringing in, but we couldn't get her through on the switchboard, so we're taking the questions in the chat room. He has sleep apnea. That's the problem. The dogs are warning of the sleep apnea.
Thank you. Awesome. Those dogs are keeping your husband alive, dearest.
Say thank you to your dogs, Amy, darling, because they're waking you up to get you in touch and linking with your husband's sleep apnea and issue there. So keep going.
Those dogs are working better than one of those emergency blankets, because when he stops, he's a shallow breather anyway. And when he goes, there's a certain time, I would start to question why he does that at that particular hour of the morning.
Okay, so it's check husband's sleep pattern around that time of the morning. See what's going on. Is he, you know, is the CPAP not working? Is there something that they need to be checking on that sleep pattern for your husband?
Julie?
Yeah?
Ask her to check what position he's lying in. If it's the same position every time, try to set something up in the bed so that he cannot move into that position. Because I can see his throat closing up in a certain position, and he tends to shift into that position for some reason around, it's not always exactly at 3, but around that time.
That's what you need to be doing. Can you hear that, Amy? Check husband's sleep position and pattern around that time of the morning, and you'll find out why the dogs are waking you up to make sure he's okay.
And
so get that checked out, darling.
Try to shift or change whatever he's doing at that hour of the morning.
Yeah, she's got the message. Everybody in the chat room is joining in. That's your confirmation, Amy.
It may well be spirit waking the dogs up, but it's the dogs waking you up to check up on your hussy, your husband. Sorry, I do apologise. On hubby. He's getting you checked out there, darling. Okie dokie, we've got quite a few more people in the chat room. We've got, it's me, Jules 33. We've got Jen Fern. I know she's got a question. We've got Marnie Hart. We've got Mary 55, Mary KK. We've got Dawn, Pararock TV. How are you doing, Dawn? Great to have you with us. And we've got Dark Tree and, of course, Amari. So it's a big welcome and a big thank you, guys, for joining in. Again, we're standing in today for our lovely Grant Collier, who's not well. We're sending him a lot of healing and a lot of thought. Now, as well as your animal communication, you do mediumship, don't you, Virgie?
I begged off from doing personal one-on-one readings because something was drawing me to work with spirit on a deeper level, on a more of a universal aspect rather than individuality. And it was time to start doing some deeper work on myself. The clearer we become in ourselves and the bigger fears we face and deal with, the clearer our connection comes to anything else, be it animals, mediumship, a tree, whatever. It's the self-work and where the mediumship is most powerful and the animal communications is with coming to a point of potential and completion within ourselves as an entity on this planet.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to bring in, if you don't mind, that's where I want to bring in Jen Fern's question. Jen, what is your, I know she's been waiting all of the show. Jen, what was your question, darling? And I've got to say, Jen is one of our reluctant mediums. We know Jen well. And I think this is what you'll bring through for Jen in her question. Jen, what was your question, darling, in the chat room? And yes, guys, there's still time to call in. It's in the chat room if you want to call in on the show or use the Skype button on the Blog Talk page. So, Jen Fern, what's your question for Virgie, please, darling? Do you see anything with Vanessa and a baby?
Pardon?
Can you link into anything with Vanessa and baby?
Vanessa and babies. Is Vanessa having trouble becoming pregnant?
Okay, is there an issue with pregnancy, Jen Fern? I think I'm getting more that there's an illness. No, she's not having the problem. Is there a problem with an illness with the baby, Jennifer? Or is it with Vanessa that's not well?
I'm not getting anything on. I'm not picking anything up.
Okay. Not that you know of. Okay. I don't know why I got it, but I got the feeling, Jennifer, of one being low and the other being high, and you're high. One is on a high, but one's not feeling so very. It's a feeling you have. Is this a reflection of what you have, a problem with the child or with Vanessa? Because that's what I'm getting. It's a breach. Okay. That was the problem with the pregnancy. You were spot on. The problem wasn't with the pregnancy. It's the problem with the position of the baby.
Okay. Tell her to get on all fours. And I've done this myself. How far into the pregnancy is she?
How far gone is she, Jennifer? Now, you've got to bear in mind, guys, for those that are listening, we're not doctors. We're giving advice through our experience. It's a breach. Yeah, how far gone? So she must be nearly there. She's 8. She's going on for the 9 months. She must be ready for birth, but it's in breach position.
The exercise I was given here, which worked extremely well, and I do believe we're quite advanced in birthing here, was to get on all four knees and rock forwards and back on your knees so your head goes forwards and backwards. And what that does is encourages the fetus to turn. Failing that, I feel that the birth will be breached, but it will be fine. It's going to be okay. A very strong child, that one.
My okay, did you get that, Jen? And yeah, the doctor has turned it, has tried turning but couldn't. So if it doesn't work with the natural exercise that you've given, you're getting a strong indication that the child will actually be fine, and it's very strong. And yeah, Jen's confirming that.
I get that it probably will be bone breach, but I don't know what the reason is. There is one. I can't say what it is. And my son came out sideways pretty much.
And well, she's actually booked in for a C-section on the 9th. Jen, you know me, I don't usually do predictions here, but I'm going to say she's going to be 2 days early. I think you're going to be surprised a little 2 days early. That's what I'm getting. Whether it comes in C-section early or whether she delivers early, but I'm getting 2 days early.
Julie, I have someone that wants to join in on that, on whatever site this is being done through. Do you have an address I can give them?
Yeah, just tell them to go through to mikespirit.fm, mikespirit.fm, or go
to... Mikespirit1word.fm. Yeah.
And they will find it there, or they can find us on spiritualsonline.com, as of course. Right, we'll get through to the last few questions now in the chat room. Did anybody else have questions? All the best to Mum and baby there, Jennifer. Please do keep us in touch. Does anybody else have questions in the chat room?
I want to say with that baby, if she thinks the breech birth is going to be difficult, wait till the baby's born.
There you go, Jennifer.
It's a boy. I feel quite strongly it's a boy, and if it's not a boy, a girl, it's one hell of a tomboy, and wow. What an amazing...
Very helpful there, Jennifer. Absolutely brilliant. You've got to have your hands full. It's either going to be one major man or a major tomboy.
That child is a leader.
And definitely going to be a leader. Jennifer's felt a boy from the start. It remains to be seen. Like I say, we don't do predictions. We are not doctors, so you've got to make sure you get your correct medical care at all times, guys. We're not doctors. We're not qualified to recommend. This is just experience. And this is what we get through from spirit. So just remember, medical care at all times. Okie dokie, it's coming up to 20 to the hour. Do we have one song left there, please, Ken? And then we're going to do a close off with Bergie. And Bergie, where can people find you? I know you're in Gore, you're in Southland, New Zealand, and you've got your Pampered Pooches grooming business. You also do your animal healing down there. So what's your email, darling? Where can people contact you?
Probably through Facebook if they go through your page. I can't make my page public for safety reasons.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that. I should have remembered that. I do apologise. If you want to find Bergie, you can find her through Spiritualist Online Network or through Julie Sock on Facebook.
Julie, better to go to you on Facebook because I'm on your friends list.
Yep, and you can find her on my Facebook. My friends list. Yes, you are. You are there.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Friends of yours can see it.
Put it this way, if they come to me, I know I can put them through to you, darling. If you get in touch with me on Facebook, guys, we will put you in touch with Bergie if you want to continue a chat after this. And yeah, as we've said, Bergie will be coming back to Spiritualist Online Network, and she will be doing some classes and some groups in coming months. So you will be able to see Bergie again. If we go to the next song, we'll have our last coffee break, do a last few questions in the chat room before we close off today. If you don't mind, thank you, Ken, for the last song.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knee. I know that's him. Yeah, it's 7:11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown.
is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411168396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, and welcome back. Okay, once again, it's a big thank you to Virgie for joining us today at last minute, and I've got to say last minute. We called in at 3 o'clock this morning and said, Virgie, can you come and do a show with us? you're off away for a couple of days, but you are going to be coming back with us on Spirituals Online Network and teaching a few classes. So are you going to be doing animal connections as well as your mediumship? And how is it you can actually teach these abilities?
Joy, the way I work, I have always been guided by those I affectionately refer to as the dead people. For the last few years, I haven't gone forward and done anything in regards to teaching, bar a couple of workshops on tarot, because I was guided to go inside and work on myself first and become an example to people rather than speak from a hole in my head. Nothing like real life experience for you to be able to empathise and understand where the people are at that you're talking to. So with classes and what have you, I'm very much guided and go with what I get at the time, because I find the different people in each class have different needs. If I preset a curriculum, I'm not going to give the people that are there what they actually want and need.
I get you.
So I pretty much go with the flow and the feel of where
the energies that are there at the time.
Yeah, like you may have somebody who's on the verge of being able to... is Sarah May on at the moment?
Not at the moment, no, darling. Okay. We've got a couple of questions in the chat room. We've got Alicia Velasquez. I know you're a regular Alicia. She asked, does she have an ability? Now, if I go by my teaching, yes, we all have an ability. What's your thought on people who want to develop?
If I sense that a person is too buried in their own stuff to be able to develop their ability at that point in time, I will approach them, but on a sensitive level, because it just means that they need a little bit more clarity in an area within themselves. So part of what you do is guide people through their own stuff as well and support them so that they're not on their own.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, if I'm, let's say I'm doing a reading for a person and I'm not picking anything up because they're too well protected or they're too private within them.
Yep.
I'll say to them, I'm not picking anything up and I will not take their money.
Right.
If I was to run a workshop and I sense that a person has a big area to deal with that isn't going to be covered in that workshop, I'll give them the option of attending the workshop or coming at a later date, but I won't take their money. Do you get what I mean?
Exactly,
I have a very different viewpoint on what all of this stuff is all about. Yes, we've all got to eat. Yes, I'm fine with abundance, but I am not fine with extorting money out of people that are not going to benefit from something I'm doing. I don't agree
with it. I totally agree with you on there. We've got another lady in the chat room there, Mystique. She's asking, is she to start her own business or join one? She's getting confused with offers that she's being given.
Hang on, I'm getting quite strongly on this one. Is there a woman who is in her mid-50s that is offered to work with her?
Mystique, is there a lady in her mid-50s that's offered to work with you? Can't remember what happens, but some of it in, some of it, yeah.
At the moment, she would be better off working with someone else, but her lesson in this is discernment. Does she have a tarot deck?
Okay, Mystique. The lesson for you in this one is discernment. I don't know if you can hear Burgley, but she's saying that there, rather than the other person, there is another offer you've got that you need to be looking at. And do you have a tarot deck?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a tarot deck, Missy? Mystique, are you there, darling? And, Jules, 33, we will come to you, darling. We've got a few minutes left.
I don't mind extending a bit if you want to, Julie.
Yeah, no, we're stuck on time with Blog Talk, darling. We can't extend time on this show. Jules 33 asks, do you see a move coming up for her?
Say that again. Oh, a move?
A move for Jules 33.
If she'll allow it, on one hand she wants to move, on the other hand she's frightened. Face your fear and do it anyway because it's a good move.
There you go, Jules 33. Let go of the fears, darling. It's there if you allow it. And Mystique says, yes, she does have tarot, but she doesn't use them. She uses intuition. She's not used to the meaning of the cards.
Okay, with this area, she will learn discernment through the tarot. All she has to do is ask the deck, because she's not sure, ask the deck, what will be the outcome if I work with this person and have the person's name in mind? The cards will not lie to you. So she just says,
There you go, Mystique. Trust the cards. Trust your intuition. Work with the cards. They will tell you. Ask the question outright. Should I be working with this person? And you'll get your answer through.
No, not should I. What will be the outcome? Oh. That's very important.
Okay, the question should be, what will be the outcome if you work with that person, and have that person's name in mind, okay? And you will get the direction.
Okay, so once again, we'll say thank you and apologies for us taking over Grant Collier's show today. Our love and healing out to Grant, and we've got to say a big congratulations to Grant as well. He got engaged yesterday. A lovely congratulations to Grant. Sorry you couldn't be with us today.
Lynn is bonking.
Trust Bergie to bring that one out. So we're coming up to the end of the show, guys. We want to say a big thank you to Bergie for stepping in at the last minute. I knew I'd rope you in somewhere along the line again, Bergie, and we'll see you on Spiritual Supply Network another time. We're going to say thank you to Mike Spirit FM, and Mike was supposed to be with us today and calling in, but he got called in to do a little bit of a rescue mission. He had to get Nick to the church on time, and no, it wasn't for Nick's wedding. I hope. I don't know. We'll see. So, Mike Spirit, thanks. We've been thinking of you. Thanks to our callers. A big thank you to Bergie and to our producer, Ken. You did amazing, guys. Brilliant show. And we're going to close out with Grant's own closing music and adverts.
And thank you to you, Julie.
Thank you very much, Bergie. You've been brilliant. You'll catch me tomorrow morning on Circle of Mediums at mikespirit.fm. We'll be here at same time, same place, with a whole new host. And a big special guest, we've got Ray Booker coming online, and we've got the one and only Linda Lewis joining the Circle of Mediums tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. New Zealand time, 9 p.m. Saturday UK time. We'll see you there. And thanks a lot, guys. It's been amazing.
I'm
after
you. Careful watching that.
Listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.